You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, where today we're joined by Chris Fisher, a blind woodturner, and he's here to tell us about his sight loss and his career as a woodturner. Chris, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss, please?
I'll have to transport the listeners back to October 2008. It was a Sunday morning, and I woke up one morning severely visually impaired, and it happened as quickly as that. Woke up and there you go, little sight. It was like looking through Vaseline that had been smeared over my eyes. So not much we could have done really that summer. And I didn't feel physically unwell. I was just, you know, what's going on? And we got a very quick appointment at our local optometrist. He said that my retinas were heavily swollen and I needed to go to Manchester Eye Hospital. I went there the following day and they thought, strange, but it could be early onset of macular degeneration and it could have been an arthritic form of blindness called uveitis. And really, a couple of days after that initial referral, it started going from blurriness to portions of eyesight that had gone black. And that continued to progress. And by the time they did the angiogram, only 4 weeks later, I was totally blind. And the diagnosis was toxoplasmosis, which is quite rare. So that's it in a nutshell. That was a weird time.
By the time scale of it, you didn't really have an awful lot of time to get your head around it. So did you have a chance to like fully comprehend what happened?
Well, I obviously at periods like that, you're sort of putting your faith in the medical experts and the machinery is doing what it needs to do. So I didn't really psychologically know what was going on, and you know, straight away you're registered blind, and then the sensory teams and social workers etc. get involved with your rehabilitation. So there's a lot to do there, and being taught how to do the basics, you know, prepare a simple meal and make a drink, and you get your liquid level indicator, and I got my long cane and had training with that. So for the first year there was a lot going on, and I was doing a cookery course for the blind. And yeah, I was just really in shock that first year, and my mental state was fine. And then a year after going blind, I mean, holy moly, did my world turn upside down in a very quick and gut-wrenching way. Yeah, I was okay the first year, but then I became very unwell mentally.
Almost takes time for it to sink in, I suppose.
I was still in shock. I was in shock for a year, and our eyesight plays a huge part in everything we do. Absolutely everything we do, your eyesight plays a part in. To have that sense unplugged in such a quick way, it's a lot for the brain to deal with and process. And yeah, it was just shock, you think. So a year after going blind, I was at college and I had a massive panic attack and I was sick and I had to be taken home. And that was the start of 4 years of debilitating, gut-wrenching, panic attacks, hallucinations, insomnia, muscle spasms. And, you know, that's not to say that everybody going through sight loss or blindness will experience those symptoms. They might experience just one or two. It's a very confusing, strange time. But what was really helpful to me was the RNIB counselling service. So I ultimately had 12 sessions of counselling with a chap called Marius. He played such a pivotal part in helping me come to terms and realise, you know, that it wasn't the end. It was just the start of a new journey. And, you know, I began to have, you know, periods of happiness again. Yeah, it was 4 years that I will never want to repeat. But in a way, it's defined who I am and where I am and who, you know, and where I'm going.
Moving on now to your wood turning, was that before or after your sight loss? How did you become involved in that?
Well, I had been blind for about 5-6 years before I started wood turning, so I am self-taught after going blind. The reason I took up wood turning is I love horror films and I love vampire films, and I used to love putting on a great Halloween yard haunt for the kids. I wanted a vampire stake as a Halloween prop. So I was feeling much better mentally now and psychologically, and I wanted to get back to some normality. And I didn't just want to whittle a stick in the garden. You know, I have an engineering background and I thought I can do better than just whittling a stick on the end. So I knew wood turning would be the way forward, but I'd never done it. So I immersed myself in the college that is YouTube. So I listened to 600 hours, we've calculated it at, of wood turning tutorials, and that was helping me assimilate information on machinery, tools and techniques, finishing, shaping, sharpening tools. So I treated it very seriously. It was like going to college for me. Every day for about 5 hours, I'd sit there and fire up the laptop and fire up the screen reading software. And, you know, I was just making all these mental images because I did have a memory map because I was sighted. So I could join a lot of the dots together. Bought a lathe and taught myself just by touch, and I did get my vampire stake.
And just going on there to some of the techniques, what adaptations have you had to make from, say, a sighted person?
As far as the machinery and tools go, I haven't really made any. There's a couple of things that I've got, and you know, the tool rest that you run your tools along. I have got stop ends on the end of my tool rest, so I can use them. So I don't fall off the end of the tool rest, which could be a bit disconcerting. I've invented a device that helps me locate and determine the right size for mortises and tenons, which is a way of holding work on the lathe. I've got a talking tape measure. I have apps on my phone, and I've got a pen friend, so I can stick labels on, you know, different coloured stains and finishes, and try to be as independent as I can. You know, you don't really need that much tech to make a big difference. And certainly my talking tape measure, which came from the R&IB shop, and my pen friend, you know, they're really my go-tos, and they're used every day and indispensable.
So, Chris, what would you say is the highlight of your professional woodturning career so far?
Well, there's so many to choose from, but I would say personally, it was passing the accreditation and becoming a registered professional turner. So I was being sort of like urged on by some master wood turners that I know in the community, and they were telling me to do it, and I said I'd love to become the first blind registered professional turner, but am I good enough? And they were saying yeah we'll sponsor you, so you need two master wood turners that are registered professionals to sponsor you. So I had my sponsorship, and they said that yeah, they'd love to come out and assess me. And it was a very intensive assessment. It takes about 2.5 hours. They're checking all of your wood turning, and they're checking your workshop safe, and you know, you've got all your health and safety and PPE in place. And you know, it was amazing to do the assessment. And they did say, is there anything we need to know, because we've never done this before, assess the blind person. So I said, well, just give me some extra time, and if I'm start stop feel, that's not indicative of a problem. It just means, you know, I'm trying to build up a mental image. Yeah, that was the assessment. And 3 weeks later we found out that I'd passed, so I've become the first ever blind person to become a registered professional turner, and I'm entitled to use the letters after my name now. So professionally, I'm Chris Fisher RPT, registered professional turner, and I'm on the database in such illustrious company on there. It's an honour, and it's all part of the Worshipful Company of Turners, which has been going since the 12th century. So it's an honour, and again, if I can do it, anybody else that wants to become a wood turner and they're visually impaired or blind, you know, what's stopping you? You know, nothing at all. You know, nothing's handed to you in life, but the only thing stopping you is you. So, that's probably the highlight.
Have you got any advice for people perhaps recently diagnosed with sight loss who might be going through a hard time, or they want to pick up a hobby similar to how you picked up wood turning? What advice have you got for them?
My advice will be never, ever give up. And, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Things can be difficult. Becoming blind or visually impaired, it can be frustrating. It can be sad and lonely, and it can make you angry. But please never, ever give up. And you do not have to do it on your own. Please, you know, if you're having a bad day, talk to someone. The R&IB is there with their counselling service. And you've got the support of hopefully your friends and family, and also some medical professionals. Please don't just let it run around and around in your head. Get help. Don't ever be afraid to ask for help. It's really important. And never give up. You will get it. And there will be good days and bad days. But hopefully soon, you know, the bad days will become less frequent, and you'll come to terms with your new life, and you can crack on. We are all amazing, and we all have this ability to be amazing. So whether or not you want to be a wood turner or, you know, a potter and get into ceramics, or you want to be an artist, you know, cabinet making, musician, you go for it. You seize that challenge with both hands and embrace that new challenge in this new part of your life, and you will get there. Just remember and keep telling yourself, you know, I am amazing and I can do this. And so what if it takes me 4 days compared to what will take a sighted person just a day? Just never give up. Stick with it and you'll get there. And in turn, you will inspire and motivate lots of people around you, like, you know, I do. And that's really the bottom line as to why I do what I do. And, you know, I've gone so public with it, you know, demonstrating all around the country and at shows and being sponsored and working with the BBC on the Money for Nothing show. The bottom line has always been to inspire and motivate people. And hopefully, you know, they'll hear or see me doing something and they'll go, I'd love to have a go at something like that. And if he can do it, if Chris can do it, what's stopping me? You know, so please attack life with gusto. Yeah, you will certainly have a much better life keeping busy, challenging yourself. And it helps with the mental health as well, because keeping busy, it's great therapy, and working with your hands and being creative. You know, I can attest to how great a therapy that is, keeping your mind focused and giving you something to do and, you know, challenging yourself and pushing that envelope.
Finally, where can our listeners find you online and see some of your work? I believe you're quite big on the old Instagram.
Yeah, I'm at blindwoodturner on Instagram. So there's a collection of videos and still photos there as well. And I'm on YouTube, the Blind Woodturner. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, I'm all over the place. And, you know, it is a very exciting life that I have now. And, you know, in part, you know, it's who I was meant to be, really. And I don't want to change who I am now. But yeah, I'm all over the place. You can find me easily. Just type in the Blind Woodturner into your favorite search engine, and I'm sure you'll find where I am.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Chris Fisher, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.